Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team in Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, We Have Seen a Great Light.
A reading from the letter of John. Behold, we receive from God whatever we ask, because we keep God's commandments and do what pleases God. God's commandment is this: we should believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as God commanded us. Those who keep God's commandments remain in God and God in them, and the way we know that God remains in us is from the Spirit whom God gave us. The Word of the Lord. And then from the Gospel of Matthew for today. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them all. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Richard Rohr, the Franciscan spiritual writer, suggests that a simple method of devotional reading the scriptures is to reflect on the phrases or words that pop out at us as we read a passage. I personally believe it is the way the Spirit nudges us to hear, perhaps, what it is we need to hear at this point in our lives. So, these are the phrases I especially heard from the readings for today. Have seen a great light. He went around proclaiming the good news, healing, and proclaiming the love of God. God's command for us, believe in his Son and love one another. In this we know the Spirit living in us. And whatever we ask of God, we shall receive. Today I want to take the time to recognize the Spirit of Jesus living in me. I want to look back over the past days of Advent, Christmas, and New Year's celebrations. Where have I found God? Where have I helped to bring the good news and the love of God? Where have I received a new perspective or light? I had the privilege this Advent to sit in vigil for 8 hours during the night with one of our sisters, Marianne, who was dying. In that lonely, profound quiet, I gazed around her bedroom, Yes, there was her desk, her computer, her printer, her books, a very small wardrobe, her tiny dresser, a few family photos. I sat in her easy chair, next to which on the floor was her knitting basket with a child's winter cap in process, half done, still on the needles, and all her knitting books. I watched Marianne, who was deep in a morphine-induced sleep. At times she woke and struggled, and the hospice people would reposition her and help her regain some comfort. I thought about her baptism, her family, her commitment in the congregation, her ministry. I wondered what was going on inside her now as she struggled to let go of all in her life that held meaning. She was a brilliant biology teacher who had surely meditated deeply on the wonders of God and nature and helped her students to discover God in that way. That night, I could only concentrate on the presence of God in this room. I had brought my reader and phone, but this was holy ground, too holy for any of that. I sat and watched and listened and gained a profound new perspective on life I had never ever grasped before in the same way. It was for me, indeed, seeing a great light. Mary Ann, indeed, was preparing in a personal way for the kingdom of God to come into her life. She did not die that night. She lived another 24 hours. But she had given me a wonderful, wonderful gift in those 8 hours of being with her. It was this new perspective on life and death that formed the filter or lens through which I heard today's readings. How do we love one another in the time that we have? How do we bring light, the light that is the good news? How do we use the precious time we have to follow the example of Jesus as he went about doing good and bringing healing? As we move through this time of darkness and anxiety and uncertainty in our current geopolitical world, where we daily see on the news the faces of our brothers and sisters in desperation and starvation, where we see the devastation of global warming, where we see the greed and selfishness of leaders, we can take heart. You and I have the strength of the Spirit in us to shine the light of the good news, just as Jesus did in his day when his world was no less desperate. We ask for the strength and courage to keep us steadfast in this resolve because, as we heard from John, whatever we ask of God, we shall receive. Indeed, we each have seen a great light and are being called upon today to live it out in the special ways we each are able through our gifts and personalities. Thank you.